Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Rick Newman's here, ladies and gentlemen. I know, I'm excited too. Rick's back. Rick, as you know, is a columnist for Yahoo Finance. He's the author of Rebounders, also Liberty for All, two books I helped launch on my show. And he's a very prolific writer of current events, and he's here to talk to us about some of those. Rick, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, President Trump is saying that he's created a million jobs. Fact check him. Is he telling the truth?
Well, let's take the cause and effect out of it. If you do that, yes. There have been 1.1 million new jobs created during the first 6 months of the Trump presidency.
That hasn't happened in a long time, those kind of numbers, has it?
Not since Bill Clinton in the early 1990s.
Yep.
And we're doing a project we call the Trumponomics Report Card, and we're tracking the economy under Trump compared with prior presidents going all the way back to Jimmy Carter in the 1970s. That's seven presidents, and of those seven, Trump ranks third in terms of job creation. As I mentioned, Bill Clinton did a little bit better back in the early 1990s, and no one will believe this, but under Jimmy Carter, in his first 6 months.
I'm already telling you, I don't believe it.
Yeah, 2.1 million. So 2.1 million new jobs created under Jimmy Carter's first 6 months. And this is all about timing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little cheeky.
There was pent up demand, no question.
Yeah, it's a little cheeky to say that any president really gets credit for the jobs created under
Jimmy
Carter.
But you do have to give him credit for the sentiment that caused those jobs to be unpent up. I mean, they were pent up for a reason. And for them to become unpent up, something caused that. And I think he gets to take credit for that.
Well, I mean, the pace of job creation under Trump is almost exactly the same as it was under Obama during the last 3 years of the Obama presidency. I mean, the reality here is that Trump is really a beneficiary of an economy that is just doing pretty well right now.
Yeah.
And that was the case with,
how do you reconcile the stock market with all that?
I don't think you do reconcile. So we're doing this project because not to give Trump credit or blame for what happens in the economy,
right,
but to chart how well the economy is doing, because this determines the success of any given presidency.
Right.
Whether the president deserves credit or not really becomes irrelevant at a point, because voters will vote when they go back to the polls in 2018 and 2020, more or less based on the state of the economy.
One of the terms that always irritates me, regardless of who's in the White House, is what is the president doing about the economy? How's the president handling the economy? Well, you know what?
Yeah.
The president doesn't handle the economy. The question should be, what policies is the president pushing or failing to push that are helping or hurting the economy? That's the question. Because small business owners, everybody knows, Rick, small business owners handle the economy.
Yeah, you could actually say the economy handles the president. No matter who's president,
yeah,
we ascribe way too much power to the president to determine the direction of the economy. There are moments when their policies make a big difference, such as during recessions. That then it becomes important.
Right.
But I think when the economy is chugging along, you know, the job of the president is basically not to interfere, and if possible, to generate a mild tailwind.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, just let it do its own thing. That's what you want to do. And of course, the Federal Reserve probably has. Has more power to affect the economy.
But there is one thing, though, Rick, that he has done, and he literally did, he did this, that has helped the economy. There are no new regulations on the docket.
We probably have enough regulations.
Yeah. No, I mean, we went through 3 years, 14, 15, 16, years of record numbers of regulations under Obama, all 3 years in a row. The top guy who knows regulations more than anybody, Wayne Cruz, told my audience 2 months ago he went to the register. There were no new regs. He said, I've never seen that before. That, I think Trump can take credit for that. Quick break. Right back. We're going to talk about something completely different. And Rick and I are going to arm wrestle in the next segment. So you don't want to miss that. 22. Rick Newman, he's with finance.yahoo.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.